Simen Reish Peihe. Sifre Yochliko is Parsha, Namiku at the time, which has created a Torah, Ein Membo. Seems to be saying that instead of listening to the Torah, you could do your Namiku, which has created a Torah. The Mishnah says, do not do that. Shavuot Kodesh says, don't do that. The Goyim says, don't do that. And other places say, don't do that. The only thing that if you want to do, to have a leniency as far as Shnei Mikra is, while the Baal Koyer is reading, you read quietly together with him, and that will count for one of the Mikras. But other than that, you should not be distracted, because there's a field for everybody to try to listen to every single word. Person who was teaching children, and they went through the parasha as he was teaching them, that could count for one of the times. Well, if he did it twice, it counts for two of the times. Yeah, but obviously he will still have to say the Talmud. Siv Zayin, Ein Tov Likos Parasha Be Yontes. And Yontes, there's no sin of Shnei Mikra of Talmud. Ramot says, the thing Ein Tov Likos HaPeres, you have to also read HaPeres independently of the Shnei Mikra. Because Mokim know the Likos HaPeres. They used to have a minute to read that after in the evening or before Shabbat, because maybe he will get the Aliyah and have to read it himself. But for that reason, today that the Baal Peres anyway reading, there won't be an Indian to read the after independently. The Shabbat Shal Chasana, the after of Shabbat, the Loisos Osi. Okay, when they had a Chasana, they would read the special after. So those who are preparing the after don't have to prepare those extra psukim that they add for the Chasana. Why? Because everybody knew them. Every time there's a chasm, they read those shifsukim. Reish peivov, tifal. Zman, tfilas, musav, miyad, afa, tfilas, ashacha. Feim afa, yoyse, miyad, yoyse, mesoy, sheva, sho'o. After one finishes shafas, that's the time for musav, because musav was always brought after Korban Tovid. Yeah. What's the idea of you shouldn't push it off till after Sheva Shois, because the time of Bakrova's Musav, Lachatkila, was up to the seventh hour in the day. Kamuvan, you can do it later, but it's impossible. You can't do it after Sheva Shois, but you're Pesheya. The Apha Pekin, Yossi, the Yechoyim, the Nei, Shes Manakol Ayoyim, Yikir Din, Yoyitza, when you read it any time of the day. Shafal is Pavel, Asha Ova Kozman, Ein Tashlumim, if you was already after Shkia, and he did not say Musa, there's no way of making up afterwards. Yesh bo nesiyas kapayim, in places where they do the duchener on Shabbos, they do it by Musa also. Ramah says, v'mispal o'yisat koydim tzvila Shabbat yotza. The accent he tamed the Musa before Shabbos, then he's yotza. Tommy comes late, and he didn't tam Shabbos, and the tzvila was already after Musa. So, Ramah said, the place can say, even so, we should tam Shabbos with the tzvila. And most of them are being refused. That's what most of the folks can say.